All right, no real update on the injuries other than Ryan Clady was limited at practice today, easing him back into it. Any questions?
What is that process like for Mayo? It's like we saw him take one or two reps and then he'd come out. I mean, how is he progressing and what are you hoping to see out of when he gets into team work?
I think Greek and his staff, Luke Richardson and his staff, have done a terrific job, getting him back into it. We're obviously taking that slow and trying to be as smart as possible, but yet still get Ryan ready for the season opener. So, at this stage, I think everything's on target, and none of it's easy.
So when he gets in there, though, in a team drill for the first time, and all the other guys are in full pads going full speed, do you tell, Derek Wolf?
No, he has a regular jersey on. We only put those guys in special color jerseys, and he's out of that. So, they feel comfortable. Both Ryan and the medical people feel comfortable. He's ready to start, getting in football shape.
After going back and looking at the film, things you were pleased with from Thursday night?
Well, I think all in all, the guys that have been out here practicing well played well. And, that's something we keep reiterating. It's really, the concept's not that hard. It's, what to do and then, how to do it, their technique, and then be able to do that under pressure. And so, that's what these games are for. And, I was basically pleased. There's obviously a lot of work to still be done, I'm sure as there is in every NFL city today.
Nothing else stood out to you from the film?
Nothing that I've already haven't commented on. I think, like I said, the guys that have been catching our eye in practice caught our eye in the game as well.
Is that a relief? Because sometimes guys look good in practice and then games not so much.
Well, I think you prefer they play better in the game, actually, but typically they go hand in hand.
Wes Welker, was he held out? Was he hurt?
Yeah, he just call it what you want, but it was club decision.
DRC.
He was back out there. He did a little bit more. He was in pads, so he's carrying that extra 9 pounds, and he made it through. He did individual and a little bit in walkthrough, and we're easing him back into it. So he's coming along just fine. Not really. We wanted to, again, he's been on the shelf for a little bit, and this thing's, about carrying those pads and getting in football shape and being in good football condition, and it was a good step. I think he was probably a little gassed there for a minute, and then it's starting to build a base for us to work on. Again, it's just day-to-day, much like injuries, their preparation and, kind of where we feel their conditioning level is, and that's for their safety and, their preparation.
What do you like about Stuart Bradley?
A lot. I mean, he's on the team. We signed him. He's a sharp guy that, he has played. He's played multiple positions. He's a, smart player as far as his flexibility at any spot. He's a good teams player. He's a good teammate.